If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Welcome back to the show. We are here in the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. You've probably been listening to a larger number of shows that we recorded here in the new mobile studio, albeit it is, again, much nicer today. It's sunny versus the rain we had earlier in the week, which was a world record rainfall, I guess, here in Las Vegas. And Las Vegas is all about new innovations and new technologies. And again, we held an event on Monday at the Four Seasons here in Las Vegas where we bring in interesting technologies, interesting companies, and put them in front of key decision makers. And I've invited the person who actually presented on Monday at the event at the Four Seasons, Ho Choi. So welcome to the show.
Hi.
So give us a little bit of background on yourself. So, you know, listeners and I like to learn a little bit more about you. I mean, I saw you pitch, but it's 13 minutes on stage and, you know, in front of a room of CEOs. But I'd like to know a little more about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from South Korea, and okay. I work for a company called Hekas. Mm-hmm. Hekas is a startup. We focus on live video streaming solution. Mm-hmm. And so, personally, I'll tell you about myself a little bit. I graduated from KAIST, Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology, and mm-hmm. I majored in IT business there. And since then, when I study about some like new technologies and how those technologies are adapted in the market, those kind of things, it really intrigues me to see, you know, how the innovations and the way people, like, it changes the way people live. So yeah, so that led me very like naturally to become a like entrepreneur. So since then, I team up with some of my friends. So I work on several like projects, and then I went to some company, and then I team up again with my friends, and then now, yeah, we all of us hooked up in this company called Hekas.
So so I'm assuming you're born and raised in Seoul then?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, I've been to Seoul many times. So in my previous life. And then, is the company headquartered in Seoul, or are you based in the U.S.? What's the...
It's headquartered in Seoul.
Okay.
And we are moving forward to, like, look for business development with, like, in America.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And in your case, you got your degree in information technology, and you've done other entrepreneurial programs, though, before Hekas. You did other startups?
Other startup. It was not, like, formal incorporation, but when I was in undergraduate, mm-hmm. I was like research assistant in one of the lab in my university, which mm-hmm. was like media network laboratory.
Right.
So there, I teamed up with some of the researchers and engineers there, and there we developed a mobile app service, and that was the very first a step of my entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Yeah.
So actually building something from an end to end with a team
yeah.
to actually turn it into something. Interesting. Yeah, I was at the University of Illinois, and I was an undergraduate researcher in computer graphics.
Wow.
My original major was architecture.
Wow.
I was originally wanted to be an architect, but I was much more interested and much more successful being a software engineer, which is my background. Interesting. So, being based in, you living in Seoul, when you think about, the big companies, whether it be Samsung or LG and all of that, I'm always amazed at the scale and the pace of new technologies and new innovations coming out of South Korea.
I heard that, many companies and many big global tech companies, they call, South Korea as the test bed for new technology.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, we have, small land, but, many technologies that are coming up. And actually, because of the, our territory is, relatively small, but that means we have advantage that, we don't have huge investment compared to, like North America.
Right.
So, the 5G infrastructure, that kind of thing, maybe we can, we can do the nationwide investment, but comparably, very short time, I think.
Yeah. It does have that advantage. One is the population is very technology savvy.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
You want a lot of technology.
Yeah.
But it is that the limited geography, the size of the country itself, allows for things like wireless technologies, which is what I was involved in the 90s in South Korea, deploying some of the early cellular networks there, because it does make a good test framework for new things.
Because
you can build it out, quote, nationwide, but it's a very small, it's a very, very small landmass, which makes it, but again, it's also the penetration for the population of South Korea who use technology is so high.
Yeah, it's true.
It's interesting your comment about people outside of South Korea view it as a test bed, because it really is. You can just kind of drop it into South Korea, and then if it proliferates, then you're like, okay, maybe I got something here. I should go try it.
Yeah, many people around me are technology early adopters.
Right. Well, I think you could describe South Korea as a country as being early adopters. When you look at I'm very familiar with, we all are very familiar with Samsung and LG and the other big companies in South Korea. But you go to the Samsung booth here at the show, and it's like amazing. You go to LG, and it's like holy, and you got two big, massive companies that provide a lot of the just technologies, everything from home appliances to TV displays to
entertainment. They do everything.
Look, I've got my I'm a Samsung phone user, right? My entire house is Samsung, in fact, in Colorado. But it's almost disproportionate for the size of the country to the global influence.
Right? We can think of that as well. Because I think they started from South Korea, but I think they should be regarded as global company.
Albeit they're headquartered there, the culture is really tied to the headquarters function for both of those. I've hired employees, from Samsung, industrial designers that were part of Samsung, designing washers and dryers, and we brought them in to design printers and laptops when I was the CTO at HP. And, albeit it is global, it's like all organizations, at least as an American, HP had a very specific culture, Apple has a very specific culture, Samsung has a very specific culture, and those things have made those companies increasingly very much on the success side. In the case of video in South Korea, you don't think of South Korea as being a real leader in, other than displays, but a lot of the video streaming technologies, those kinds of things. I don't see it. I mean, I wouldn't come to the top of my mind that South Korea would be an obvious choice.
So I'll tell you the secret. As I told you, Korea, we are equipped with the fascinating technologies and infrastructures that are well equipped. So, In the subway, for example, everybody is watching video with their mobiles.
Yeah.
But that's not happening in United States, right? Like, in subways and in this, like, public transportations, on the way to work or way back home, people watch videos. And thanks to the data plans, we, like, there are so many people in South Korea are subscribing the data plan with the, like, unlimited data.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, we watch video. And we love watching videos, like, for example, the live sports event. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, these days there are so many the personal broadcasters, and we subscribe many of them. It's a very, the industry is really booming. Mm-hmm. In that part, and there are so many, like, K-beauty or K-pop fan videos,
right?
That kind of thing is really exploding these days.
I guess you're right, because I think in the U.S. it's still very much video on the big screen,
yeah,
not video on the small screen. And albeit people have the unlimited plan, many of the mobile networks are not really optimized for video streaming. You know, I mean, if you're watching a variety of different videos, that's fine, but a major sporting event, World Cup, cricket in India, you know, NBA finals in the United States, you can actually just crush a network with all that video. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation and talk more about video and video technology. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Innovation Show on the BizTalk Radio. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit PioneerEducationAfrica.com to find out more.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're going to continue our conversation with regards to where we left off in the last segment, where we were talking about video streaming to mobile devices, which seems to be pretty popular in South Korea. But what was the real problem you were trying to solve when you came up with this new company?
So the problem of current live video streaming was that actually it is called live, but live means real time, but actually it's not real time because of the latency thing. So there's two latency from the from the live event to the broadcast point and the broadcast point to the end users. So there are latencies that that makes users difficult to enjoy the real-time excitement. So that's the point that we wanted to have some advancement in with our technology. So here's the very easy situation is that when you are watching the same live match with your friends on your mobile and you're talking on the live chat, but because of the latency, the one gets the scene of the very highlight of the game very late, and he's yelling or it's a score thing, but still my screen doesn't show me the scene of the highlight, but you are already spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to fix that kind of situation.
So is it really then a synchronization problem between all those streams? Is that the challenge, or is it just universally just trying to take latency out? Synchronization, are you trying to time?
Yes.
You're really trying to time each of the shots to make sure that everybody sees the same shot at the same time.
Yeah, that's another really important part. So we want to focus on the low latency and the playback synchronization.
Okay.
Yeah, that two things, we thought that two should be achieved to really get us into the real live video.
Is it confined? Do you think the problem exists just because of sports? Or is it applicable to other kinds of TV shows? In South Korea and Japan, even in the U.S., game shows.
Yeah.
Where people are socially watching, here in the U.S., it's America's Got Talent or The Voice or whatever, and everybody's tweeting about whatever they're seeing on the show type of a thing.
Yeah. So, as you mentioned, we agree that sports, I think that's the top priority.
Keep going.
But also the fan videos and in specific part, they really want to experience that moment together with the broadcaster. I think live streaming should be really improved for that kind of segment.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here as I'm listening to you describe it, that it is, people typically think of sports as kind of the cornerstone.
Yeah.
And, but, the whole social interaction piece really becomes the issue, right?
It's
whenever there's going to be a social gathering around the enjoyment of media, how do you drive this, you know, this kinds of synchronization? I know here in the United States, for instance, professional sports leagues like the National Basketball Association, the NBA, gets very concerned about synchronization because of the betting that's allowed, gambling that's allowed on the games, right? And if somebody gets it just a little bit sooner than somebody else, then people can actually do things about that. And so, but how hard of a problem is this? I mean, is there that much variability between user one and user two on when they get the video?
Oh, usually there are like very huge difference in like getting the scene.
Really?
But like we, because you know, we also we see that the market potential really will come in that kind of sports, like you mentioned, like the betting, where the real time thing is really critical. But for us, it's for these days the power of the contents. It's very universal, and there's no boundary in like across the like country or border. So, so the vision that we have is that we want to present people the real time excitement and the emotion of that live event together. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Right.
So that's how we our like solution came out, and for that we adopted the MMT standard, which was very new transport technology standard, and we adopted the advantages of that standard, and we optimized that technology into the mobile environment so that people can enhance the low latency, and we can sync the playback of the synchronization across the multiple screens, regardless of what kind of screen they have.
So in this case, when standardizing on MMT and optimizing it for mobile, as you said, is your solution specifically mobile, or does it have applications across other platforms?
We started from the mobile, and as our client player SDK can be integrated into any other devices, so it has the scalability to other.
Ah, yes. Okay. That's a good point. It's because MMT, is actually getting a little more traction now from people. But like every standard in the early days, which one do you adopt? Because there's just so many of these standards that are coming out. So we're going to talk more in the next segment specifically about the company and the product. But before we get there, what was the proof point? Did you have a trial customer that you were targeting to bring this solution to in the early days to kind of say, yes, this works? Who was it?
Oh, it was SK Telecom, the biggest telco in South Korea. So they adopted our solution for their commercial video service called Oksusu, and we have been providing them our solution for more than a year and a half now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. So they were literally your test client then for the first,
Yeah. Because, telcos are very, conservative, and they are a big entity. So at first, they adopted as a, beta service. So they adopted our solution for their mobile live streaming, but they want the service stability. So what they did is they had some, parallel service with the other general streaming, and on top of that, they put some buttons so it can be turned on and off. If it's turned on, our streaming works, and if it's turned off, the original streaming was still working. So that was how it happened.
Perfect. So that way you can actually see and experience the difference between the two. Perfect. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue on our conversation. We'll learn more about the company, more specifically about the product, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Blue Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're talking today with Hosu Chu from Heckus. Let's talk specifically about Heckus and the company. What's the stage of the company? How big are you guys now?
We have 15 members now.
Oh, wow, 15.
Yes.
That's actually big size for
a startup.
For a startup. And how long has the company been around?
We are 3 years old now.
That's actually pretty good, 15 to 3 years. As we talked about in the last segment, your initial kind of client was SK Telecom, which is huge. And so where else, you know, tell us a little bit about the product. What stage is it at? Customers, who's using it?
Our solution is already in the market. Mm-hmm. So as I told before in the the previous segment, it's adopted in several platforms, commercial platforms. So they are already serviced, you know, in the market. And the big one is the Oxusu service. It's the number one mobile video service in Korea. It has 11 million subscribers now, and it's known for the fastest mobile live streaming service in the market, especially for the like live sports events.
Mm-hmm.
And we also provide our live streaming solution for the 360 video streaming and the multi-view streaming at some kind of at the Incheon baseball stadium. So there you can watch the baseball match in it's not, you know, when you're just watching the baseball, you just watch the scene, the angle from the one specific point. But with that service, you can watch many points of that stadium in mm-hmm. a variety of angles, like that kind of thing. And our solution is also adopted in a like broadcasting platform called VCase. That's for the online B2B broadcasting service.
And this is all in South Korea?
Yeah, yes, currently.
Do you have any clients outside of South Korea?
We are currently working with some overseas telecom company mm-hmm. and broadcasting company to how to deploy this solution.
And how hard is it to deploy? I mean, you think about all that goes into the complexity of just streaming video on its own, much less than, you know, trying to take latency out and synchronize. And so how much work does it take for a telco to use your solution and deploy it, make it available?
Actually, it's really easy. It's not a rip and replace solution.
Okay.
So our solution can be integrated into existing infrastructure, and so it works in two parts. So it's server client. Mm-hmm. So the one who want to incorporate our solution, they need to set our server software, which can be provided either on-site or in cloud. And for the user client side, there should be some kind of migration work. So if they have apps, like our SDK should be integrated in their apps,
right.
So it can be so like. But it's migration part can be really easily done, so that after the integration, the app can be like updated in the market. So when the next time the users download the app, it's automatically integrated. So.
Yeah, but I mean, I am intrigued because in the example you gave on with SK Telecom. The ability for the user to be able to hit a button and say, it's running,
yeah.
It's not running. You literally can migrate this out where you put it out to 10% of the total users and make sure everything's working. And then you put it out to 50% of the users because
yeah,
of the fact that
can
you
work.
Can you can embed it as part of the mobile app and either just control turning it on or turning it off. But the fact that you're using MMT as a standard, is there a lot of intellectual property invention that the company has done, or is it just deployment of a standard like MMT?
Our company has contributed into the standardization point. And also our partner company, SK Telecom, is also doing.
Okay.
I know that many broadcasters in North America, they are pursuing the next generation broadcasting platform. And that an MMT standard was became the part of that next generation broadcasting platform. So we see that in this standardization, this standard, MMT standard, as well as our solution can be very promising in the near future when the contents, broadcasting contents, can be really interactive, become interactive. Yes.
Right. So how's the company funded?
So far we have many offers from investors, but to be frank, so far we have turned down all of them because we want to be very careful to get to decide on which money to take.
Mm-hmm.
So because we are looking for investors, but as well as business developing partners. So,
well, people who can actually bring something to the table, not just money.
Yes.
They have networks and contacts, et cetera, et cetera. So what's next? What's on the plans for the company?
Plan is that this year we will, in the product-wide, we will launch the cloud service officially. And our testing is already done, but we need some kind of official launch for our cloud service. And then we will pursue the real deals with the other clients in overseas market.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we are developing the discussions and doing some testing. But we want to, that's our big plan for this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And like you said, you've only been around a fairly short period of time, 3 years.
Yeah.
Right? 15 people. Right.
Yes.
Amazing. And then your expansion into North America, what's the timeline for that?
Timeline, in a very vague timeline is we want to finish some kind of deal till this year. I mean, at the end of this year.
Right, end of the calendar year?
Yeah.
Okay. So find some kind of an anchor client here in North America that kind of solidifies the commitment to come here and support them as part of that effort. Are there other companies that are doing it? What does your competition look like? Or is there even competition for your solution?
There are some good global companies that work for live streaming things.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Wowza or Bitmoving.
Mm-hmm.
They have they are huge now. They all started from small but became very large these days. But in terms of mobile environment and the low latency, we believe that we have some edge. So that's what we're pursuing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, and and this has been a discussion globally with networks. Today networks get sold on speed.
Yeah.
Right? But I think my personal opinion is that networks in the future will be sold on latency and reliability.
Mm.
So latency is becoming critical. And in fact, for most users, it's more noticeable than speed.
Yeah.
You get north of 200 megabits, 500 megabits, you don't really notice the difference. But 50 milliseconds to 5 milliseconds, you notice.
Yeah.
And that latency is going to become much more important as a critical issue, not just for your example, but even things like page loading and remote monitoring of machinery or
just
whatever.
The second of latency that will make the difference to make users stay or leave the platform.
Yeah, so it turns out to be it is the new metric, I think, that people need to spend more time on. And I'm excited that there's a company out there that's recognizing the latency importance and then applying it to a very specific solution, in this case, in video. And I think it's just an early indication, though, that latency, not just in video, but latency impact on a variety of different kinds of applications is going to become critically more important. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to have a little more discussion about kind of the lessons learned, you know, with a company starting from zero, growing to 15, in an area like this, and to give some advice to the listeners. You know, what were the lessons you and the team learned through this whole process? So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. We will have all of the links, all of the information about everything we talk about in our shows over at the show notes, which is over at killerinnovations.com. So check that out. Hop on over there. You'll see that. With that, we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. We're wrapping up our conversation today with Hoi Su from, I always get the pronunciation wrong, Heckes.
Right.
Did I get it right?
Yes.
Okay. Which is a video delivery streaming technology that brings low latency and video synchronization so that you have the social interaction around the overall video experience. So you've had the experience of the work that you did at university, and then you've had now this experience with at Heckes.
Yes.
Right? So here's your opportunity to talk to the listeners of the show. You know, you've had this experience. You're at this stage at this point. What advice would you have loved to have had, would you give to yourself back when you were just starting out?
Mm.
What are your lessons learned?
The very first thing I want to tell everyone is that you really need people. You know, you cannot do like all the things by yourself. So in that part, I really appreciate my team members. They are so super talented, and I really appreciate them of their hard work, especially my technology team engineers. So especially if you are in school, which has some like a strength in engineering, find people and team up with them. It's, you know, schools are really a good place and good time for you to try. It's okay to fail. Actually, I myself have experience of like failure when I was in an undergraduate. I mean, like, it was not failure, but commercial failure.
Mm-hmm.
So we did our project very successfully, but it was not successful in commercial wise. So that's why I'm telling you, you can try and fail, but you know, you don't lose any, you lose nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But you earn experience, but you know, and it will return, it will give you more values compared to like, it cannot calculate in like money wise, but
right.
Yeah, it will make you grow more than any other experience. Yeah, that's what I want to tell you.
Yeah, I think the team thing, a lot of people underestimate how important it is, but also how hard it is.
Yeah.
To put together really good teams, right? In your case, you're suggesting they might be just the people that are around you already. If you're still in university or you're at one company and you're thinking about starting something new, you know, building a team around people that you know, you trust, you respect can be critically important. For some reason, there's a lot of entrepreneurs who think it's about them, and they need the individual need to be the person to do it.
Yeah.
And,
but like for, so in that part, I'm really lucky that I could meet up with some of my core members from the like Media Network Laboratory in KAIST. And since that, we've done so many research and the project together. Mm-hmm. And so like our teamwork is really good.
Yep.
And actually, there were some period that everybody was working for some other projects, some other degree, some other company.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, that kind of teamwork, that made us to, like, working back together.
Yep.
Because we miss them. When you work with the people you really trust and really super talented, it makes you really excited. And you can share the vision together. It's really amazing thing.
And it's interesting. You know, I think everybody in their career, then it sounds like you're fortunate to have it earlier in your career, but every company in their career at some point has had that experience where you've just been, you found that team, you found the right organization. I was involved in one company, and to this day, even though it was, you know, almost 20 years ago, I still get emails from people saying, I'm still searching for the next company like that. I want to recreate that experience someplace. Mm. And what I tell people is you're not going to go find it. You need to go create it. Don't wait for somebody else to say, well, nobody else has created this experience, right?
Yeah.
If you've got a good team, go do something. But put that team together. Take the responsibility for it.
Yes.
And it's an interesting challenge. So if people want to follow what you and the company are doing, what's the best place for them to go check you out and see what's up to? Website, social media?
We have like a website. It's like heckaslab.com.
So it's
HECASLAB.com. Heckaslab.com.
We'll have that link in the show notes, so just hop on over to Killer Innovations. And I'm assuming over there on the website is all the information, social media and all that, so they can keep up with what you guys are doing, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So we'll have all those links over at the killerinnovations.com, so you can check that out. Thank you very much for taking your time out of the show here, Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas and CES 2018. Really enjoyed you participating in our event on Monday down at the Four Seasons. Great success. People loved what you guys were showing. A lot of interest in our industry, given it's in the media space. So you were talking everybody's language, and you guys did a great job in your presentation.
Thank you so much. It was a very great opportunity for me to come to pitch on the event on Monday, hosted by you. And for the recording of this show, it's an amazing experience for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. With that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us here at the show. If you've got a guest or a topic or even a question you would like to have answered in the show, drop me a note, phil@killerinnovations.com. That email comes directly to me, doesn't get filtered, does not get viewed by somebody. That comes directly to me. We are here in Las Vegas. We're in the mobile studio. We will be grabbing some more interviews this week, and we'll be putting those up for all of you to listen. And with that, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you very much. Again, my advice to you as innovators is don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Don't let the critics depress you and distract you from what you know is the right thing. Take that idea, take that thing that's really your burning desire, turn that into a real product, turn that into a real service, find that customer, solve a problem, go out there and change the world. We need innovators to solve some of our biggest challenges, and that could be you. So get out there and help us change the world. With that, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week here on Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.